AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. An unknown flying object was spotted today off the coast of Alaska. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says action was taken.
The object was flying at an altitude of 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight. Out of an abundance of caution and at the recommendation of the Pentagon, President Biden ordered the military to down the object. And they did.
Kirby says it landed in U.S. territorial waters and described it as roughly the size of a small car. This follows the downing of a giant Chinese balloon that had crossed the United States. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says starting February 20th,
President Biden will travel to Poland. He will meet with President Duda of Poland to discuss our bilateral cooperation, as well as our collective efforts to support Ukraine and bolster NATO's deterrence.
The president will also speak leading up to the one-year anniversary of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The first officer involved in the arrest of Tyree Nichols in Memphis had been accused of brutality as a jailer.
Before police officer Demetrius Haley pulled Tyree Nichols from his car last month, Haley was accused of taking part in the savage beating of an inmate at the Shelby County Jail. The 2015 incident was so disturbing that 34 other inmates, the entire cell block, signed a letter to the corrections director. Part of the letter stated, "We are truly asking that this matter gets looked into before someone gets hurt really bad or loses their life." It's unclear if Haley was ultimately disciplined for the incident or cleared of any wrongdoing. He's one of five officers charged with second-degree murder and the death of Nichols. I'm Shelley Adler.
Sources tell the AP the FBI searched former Vice President Mike Pence's home in Indiana looking for possible classified records. This is AP News. Russia announced it will cut oil production by 500,000 barrels a day next month after Western countries capped prices over Russia's actions in Ukraine.
Russian Deputy Prime Minister Alexander Novak says, as of today, we fully sell all our crude output. But as we stated before, we will not sell oil to those who directly or indirectly adhere to the price ceiling. In connection with that, Russia will voluntarily cut production by 500,000 barrels a day. He adds, this will help restore market-style relations. Analysts say one possible Russian response to the cap would be to slash production to try to raise oil prices. Gasoline prices would be higher at the pump as less oil makes it to the global market. I'm Charles DeLedesma.
Police in Raleigh, North Carolina released body camera footage that shows the arrest of a man who died after officers repeatedly used stun guns on him. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Did you know that if you are 20 years old now, there's a chance your great-grandparents might have met thanks to computer dating?
Did you know that under their main tongue, lemurs have another tongue?
I did know that because you and I, Andy, and I'm James, are hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish, a British podcast all about facts.
That's right. We have two other co-hosts, Dan and Anna. Every week, we tell you a selection of the most amazing, hilarious, bizarre, wonderful information that you've never heard before. It happens every week, and it's called No Such Thing as a Fish.
Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what's all this about computer dating?